The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports radio program all over the country. That's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. It's the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. You can always hit us up on Twitter as well. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfon Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Man, oh man, what a wild week of sports when you really just think about all the things that have happened. From the time that Mike, you and I last spoke, you had the Milwaukee Bucks get a new coach. You had the Phoenix Suns get the number one draft pick. We had all kinds of NBA playoff action, all kinds of NHL playoff action, and obviously the boys of summer, Major League Baseball is in full throttle. But wow, man, what a wild week, brother. How you doing?
I am doing really good. It's great to have you back on the regular kind of microphone there instead of on the phone like last week. But, you know, you had other things brewing last week. But it was a busy week. You know what? And my one takeaway from this whole week, are the Suns going to screw this up and not take Bagley or not take Ayton and take that Euro guy? Doncic or whatever, however you say his name, I don't even care. But well, this to me, it's a no-brainer. You take Bagley or you take Ayton, and they take this. If they take this Euro guy, I'm just going to sit there and shake my head.
All right, and we'll get into it. Obviously, on the other side, so much to talk about. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through a Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Hit us up, people, 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And yes, you can always check out the website too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so at this time, we always hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, all the way from Canada. And we talk baseball, we talk hockey, and I absolutely have to start in the hockey world. But before we do that, good morning, John. How are you, buddy?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Can't complain. You know,
yeah, I can't complain, man.
It's going to be hot, but it's Arizona. We know what to expect, and we love talking sports. We love talking hockey and baseball with you, and let's not beat around the bush. The Golden Knights, the Vegas Golden Knights, have an opportunity to close out that series and get themselves into the Stanley Cup Finals, something that I was just talking to John about. I'm sorry, John. I was just talking to Mike about before we had you on, John, and I was saying, you know, I love talking about hockey, but if you know, gun to my head, I would say that it's the sport that I know the least about. However, I'm looking somewhat like a genius at this moment in time because my prediction of the Golden Knights is still alive. It's kicking, and it looks pretty good, at least for them to get to the Stanley Cup Finals as they have a 3-1 series lead over the Winnipeg Jets, who are fighting for dear life to stay in this series. Is there a chance that the Golden Knights could win this thing on the road, John?
There's a chance, but I really think that Winnipeg will step up to the plate today and extend that series to 6 games. It may well end in Game 6 in Vegas on Tuesday, but boy, I tell you, whatever happens, it's been an exciting season, first season for hockey, for any pro sport in Las Vegas. Certainly a great advert for expansion. Probably what it's done is it's made the NHL rethink its process for expansion, because I just can't see the NHL continuing to give expansion teams the opportunity to draft the quality of players that the Golden Knights were given the opportunity to draft. There's got to be some cutback in that, because I just can't see the NHL owners taking money out of one pocket and putting it in the other and sitting there on the sidelines. So an exciting season. I think they can do it. Quite frankly, it's a lot of it is because of goaltending. Marc-Andre Fleury has played absolutely unbelievably. If they voted today for the Conn Smythe Trophy, Fleury would be the hands-down winner. There wouldn't be another contestant at all.
Good morning, John. This is Mike. Hey, just wondering, because I've heard it from a lot of people, is Tampa Bay the best team remaining?
I think it depends on how you look at it, Mike. In terms of overall skill, I think all four teams are pretty equal. I mean, I think that's why we've got to the point where we've got four teams left. And hockey is a little bit of a different sport than perhaps baseball or basketball. Let's leave football out of it, because football is a very physical game. And I think one of the reasons that Washington has played so well is that they are a very physical team. But so is Winnipeg, but Winnipeg's a skillful team. Washington, you know, we've talked about this many times collectively on this show, and I've always said that I thought the Washington Capitals have always been a team that's been built for the regular season. For some reason or other, they seem to fall apart in the playoffs. And you look at that talent on that roster, and you have to wonder why they have never won a Stanley Cup. You have to wonder why they've only been to the Stanley Cup Finals once in their history. There's just something about Washington and that doesn't seem to jive in terms of that team living up to its expectations and its potential. Winnipeg's a good hockey club. Vegas is a good hockey club. Tampa's a good hockey club. I think a lot of it's going to come down to goaltending. And if you look at Tampa Bay, lost the first two games at home to Washington, then went into Washington and won two there, and then won again Saturday night at home against the Capitals. Basically, it all came down to goaltending, specifically in Game 4. I didn't think Tampa Bay played all of that well in Game 4 in Washington, but Vasilevsky basically stood on his head. His team kind of left him out to dry, then came up with a couple of goals at the right time to sort of steal a game. So I think when you get down to the last four, you're talking four pretty good hockey clubs, but certainly Tampa Bay would be right up there, Mike.
That's okay. The voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. And, you know, I think that that's a very subjective thing when you talk about who the best is. I think that there's four teams that are playing right now that all think they're the best at this moment in time. And, you know, I think that, to me personally, the best story would be the Vegas Knights, them playing the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm cool with that. If the Capitals can somehow figure out a way to get back in the series, you know, and get a chance to force a game seven, that would be awesome. But the truth of the matter is, you know, Ovechkin has been pretty awesome, and we're usually pretty hard on him, and everybody's pretty hard on Ovechkin. You can't blame him for the lack of them not being able to potentially get past the Lightning. He's played fantastic, hasn't he, John?
He has. He's, for the first time in recent memory, he stepped up to the plate in terms of his own play in the final, in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I don't know whether you had a chance to catch that game last night or not, but that goal he scored with about 3 minutes to play was just pure power, pure skill. Everybody knew it was coming, but he just still got it through a bunch of defenders and passed a goaltender and made the last couple of minutes of that game awfully close. And Washington could quite easily have tied that game, but... Yeah, he's stepped up. I'm still not convinced that he's a guy that's going to go down in history as being a great player simply because of the championships that he did or did not win. Crosby's still got three more Stanley Cups than he does. Jonathan Toews has three more Stanley Cups than he does. Patrick Kane has three more Stanley Cups than he does. Those guys are all on the sidelines, and he's still playing, so maybe that gives him a bit of an advantage. But I don't think he's going to be mentioned as a great team player when his day comes. He's certainly a Hall of Famer based on his individual personal stats. But as a team player, I'm still not convinced that he's the greatest contributor to the team. He loves to do everything by himself. But, hey, when you can play that well, maybe it's like LeBron James. When you play that well, does it really matter who you surround yourself with? You just go out and do what you have to do.
Well, the difference is LeBron does have a few championship rings to his credit to go along with that.
Exactly.
But your point is well taken. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey, let's talk real quickly about those Golden Knights and Winnipeg Jets. Would this be devastating for Canada in a sense that, you know, you're the guys that kind of created this game, and then you have this team out in the desert that potentially could kind of come in and, you know, take care of business and get to the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, well, what's the feeling like in Canada?
I don't think devastating would be the word to describe it. Maybe unless you're a diehard Winnipeg Jets fan or you're somebody from Winnipeg, and basically that's the only pro sport that they have in Winnipeg. They do have the Blue Bombers of the Canadian Football League, but with all due respect to the CFL, it is a second-tier league when you compare it to the NFL. So for most Manitobans, the Winnipeg Jets are the only major league team that they can support. It's very much a regional team. Winnipeg, not a big city in terms of the NHL. It would certainly be deemed as a small market team. So they sort of rely on a lot of provincial fans. And I guess the comparison I would make is it's a bigger city than Green Bay, but the concept is the same as Green Bay. It's a regional team. I think there would be some devastation there because they certainly have looked to build for this particular moment. And this might be a very small window for Winnipeg, given the number of unrestricted free agents and restricted free agents they have at the end of the year. I'm not sure the salary cap is going to allow them to retain all the players that they have. So having said that, this might be a short window for Winnipeg. From a Canadian standpoint, it's disappointing, always disappointing when the last Canadian team exits the playoffs because, as you say, quote, we invented the game, unquote. But at the end of the day, you know, if they go down playing well and they go down to a good team, I don't think anyone would be overly upset. And I think in some respects, everybody that follows hockey has a little bit of a soft spot in their hearts for the Vegas Golden Knights, given the story that they've written this year.
Yeah.
So that might soften it a little bit.
I agree 100%. That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us. We're going to continue the conversation. However, we're going to switch gears and talk some baseball on the other side. So a lot to get into in Major League Baseball. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through, along with John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody. We'll be back.
Here comes Tyler Myers, and he's got some speed into the attacking zone. Drop the puck off. Dick Ehlers. Kyle Connor's shot. Scores! Caution. Knocked to the ice in the corner. And it's carried out by Connor. Connor had it swatted away by Smith. Here comes Marchessault. Marchessault to the net. He scores! 2-0 Golden Knights!
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Boston Celtics. This improbable run continues with a thrashing of the Cavaliers here in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. A 25-point blowout.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, all the way from Canada. And, man, I can't wait. Honestly, I can't wait to talk to Mike Wilson about the NBA playoffs because they've been pretty good for the most part. And I think we're a little bit down about the second round. The conference finals are happening now, and obviously the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors have that thing all knotted up, so a big game three for them coming, and the Cleveland Cavaliers made a statement, but they had to make a statement in game three, so we'll get into that. But we are going to continue the conversation with John Poulter, and we're going to switch gears, talk a little baseball. As you know, the last time, John, that we all spoke, you know, the landscape of Major League Baseball looked much different than it does, at least at this point, at least in my mind. And where I'm going to start with is the National League West and the Arizona Diamondbacks, who now have a half a game lead over the Colorado Rockies and are 1-9 in their last 10 ball games and have absolutely hit the wall. I personally think it's a combination of things. You know, guys started out the season extremely well for the Arizona Diamondbacks, getting great pitching, getting timely hitting, and guys were injured, and all those things were still kind of taking place where they were above and maybe way above where I thought they would be at that point. And now things are kind of coming back to earth, and now they're a little bit over 500, five games or so, and the Colorado Rockies are lurking. The San Francisco Giants are lurking a little bit, and even the L.A. Dodgers, who are seven games under 500, are now only six games back. So a lot has changed, at least in the National League West, and we'll get through everything else. But thoughts about what's happened to the Arizona Diamondbacks, John?
Well, when you look at their results, Andy, it sort of starts around the first week of May, on May 1st, to be very specific. I mean, they split a two-game series with the Dodgers. Then they, I think they won two out of three against the Astros, and that sort of looked like, against a very good Astros team, it looked like they might have got it straightened around. Split again with the Dodgers. Went to Washington, or played Washington, had a four-game sweep against the Nationals. Lost two of three to the Brewers, and now they've lost the first two games of that series in New York. So, yeah, to basically say what you have said, they have hit a wall. And, you know, whether it's bad pitching, bad hitting, bad timing, not sure what it is. I mean, the good news is I saw that Jake Lamb came back this week from the disabled list, but when I look at the transactions page, it seems like every second day there's somebody going up from Reno and somebody going down to Reno. So I don't know whether this means they just can't find the right pieces or whether they're trying to cobble something together and having a problem doing it, but I think if I was the Arizona Diamondbacks, apart from the fact that they've been on this terrible streak, losing three in a row and 9 of 10, I'd be a little concerned about Colorado, because Colorado is that team that's a half a game behind them. And if you look more carefully at the home and road records of the Colorado Rockies, you'll see that they're 7-11, 18 games at home, and 18-10, 28 games on the road. And we all know that Colorado probably has the best home field advantage in baseball. So you have to figure that with those 10 extra home games, that Colorado's got a good chance to make up some real ground on the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks got to get in this very quickly, or they might find themselves somewhere other than first place by the time we talk next week.
John, looking at the NL Central, I mean, it just, can you explain that division to me a little bit? Because it always seems like there's always a team in first this week and there's a new one next, the following week. It just seems so topsy-turvy. I mean, outside of Cincinnati, everybody's within 2.5 games.
Well, exactly, and I'm not even sure it's this week to next week, Mike. It might almost be today to tomorrow. When I look at the standings each morning, which is kind of one of my rituals with my second cup of coffee, I sort of look at that and I think, all right, who's in first place today? Today it's Pittsburgh. Yesterday it's Milwaukee. Tomorrow it could be the Cubs. Thursday it could be the Cardinals. And to your point, Cincinnati, really the only team that's out of it. I think they got out to such a terrible start that we're not likely to see them compete. But everybody's within a couple of games of each other. And, you know, if you want to project this out to say that it's going to work over the whole season, I took a quick look this morning at the final week of the schedule. And the final weekend of the schedule, the Cardinals are at the Cubs and the Pirates are at the Reds. So this may go down to that very last set of series at the end of the year. If it does, it's a wonderful story. But, boy, I tell you, it's getting awfully close, and it's always fun to watch that division because it seems that everybody's either very good or everybody's either very mediocre. And this year, I think they're probably all bordering on mediocre because, you know, 24-19, the Cubs and the Cardinals are 500, and here's the two teams that are in third and fourth place in that division. So I think it's going to be a nerve-wracking season for the fans of those four teams. But and I know you're a big Cubs fan, so I'm sure you're sitting on the edge of the seat every time you look at those standings yourself.
Probably, yeah. I certainly am. I got another question for you about the Nationals. Are they starting to come around a little bit because they're 7-3 in their last 10, even though they've lost a couple in a row? They seem like they're starting to figure this out and about to make a charge on the Phillies and the Braves.
Yeah, I think they are turning this around. They're 7-3, as are the Braves. But you know, the Phillies are 8-2, and they're the two teams that they're chasing. I think that doubleheader loss to the Dodgers yesterday probably really hurt the Nationals. That was a bit of an odd game in itself because Rich Hill started through two pitches, two strikes, then left with a blister, so the bullpen got all 27 outs. So, you know, Washington to me is still the best team in that division top to bottom, and with all due respect to Atlanta and Philadelphia, I think they're both playing a little bit above their heads right now. I don't think they're as bad as we thought they were going to be at the start of the season. I think Miami's kind of like the Cincinnati of that division. They're sort of out of it. The Mets are at 22-19 after that great start. They're starting to come back a little bit. I think that's going to be an interesting division, but if you were asking me today who I think is going to be in first place at the end of September in that division, I'd still have my money on the Washington Nationals if I was a betting man.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us, talking Major League Baseball right now. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey, you know, what I'm seeing here, fellas, is parity, to be honest with you. And, you know, you're looking at the National League East, the National League Central, the National League West. You have a lot of competitive races. And I think that ultimately that's what we want to see in baseball. I mean, in the American League East, we haven't talked about it yet, but you've got two teams that are in that race, and then you got teams that are eight games behind as the next closest. In the Central, Cleveland, I think eventually they're going to figure things out and pull away a little bit, so I don't think that that's going to be much of a division. Houston and the Mariners, wow, I mean, that's surprising. The Angels are coming back to earth a little bit. The Oakland Athletics are playing maybe a little bit better than we expected. So I think the word that I'm looking for and the word that I would say is parity, guys, and at least more so in the National League than the American League. And I think that it's going to be a lot of fun races for those cities that you talked about: Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Atlanta back in the mix, Philadelphia back in the mix, the Nationals, they've been around, Arizona, Colorado, San Francisco, the Dodgers. It's going to be a lot of fun watching Major League Baseball all the way through the whole season. I think you have a lot of cities that are going to be involved in baseball, and I think it's really good, John.
It is, and this is clearly what the major leagues wanted to do when they introduced the wild card game, and then the second wild card team to create that wild card game where the two teams play each other in that one game all in kind of thing at the end of the season. Yankees and Boston in a virtual tie. Cleveland seems to always be within one game of 500. They're the only team in that division that are at 500. They're playing 500 ball and they've got a 2.5 game lead. So what does that tell you about the rest of the teams? Houston and Los Angeles, for a little while there, they were playing National League Central. I mean, they were in first place one day. They lost a game. They were in second place the next. But, you know, the Angels are now 3-7 in their last 10. They've lost their last five in a row. And all of a sudden, they find themselves 3.5 games out, and they're even a game and a half out of the wild card spot. So Seattle might be the team in that division that's pushing a little better than we thought. And, you know, I've had an opportunity to see the Oakland A's play the last 3 days because they're in Toronto. And that's the team that's coming as well. So I don't think they're championship caliber yet. I don't think they're Houston caliber. I don't think they're even Seattle caliber. But Oakland's playing very well and may well be a factor in this before the end of the year.
All righty, John. As always, you know how much we appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be back. It's another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
One pitch. Line drive. It's a base hit. It's a winner for the Marlins. Four straight wins. Six out of seven for Miami. And Yadier Rivera is the latest hero.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's conversate about what's going on in the world of sports. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports for me, or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. That would be DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so we have not touched upon the NBA yet. And as we know, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. They're in the Western Conference Finals. If you don't know who's playing, I don't know what rock you're underneath, but the Cavs are playing the Boston Celtics, and this is a rematch of what happened last season. And then on the other side, you have the Warriors playing the Houston Rockets, who are all knotted up at one. A pivotal Game 3 happening later today. The Rockets will go on the road to play the Warriors. I find it always interesting, Mike, when I'm thinking about this, just off the top of my head, you play those first couple of games, and then there's like a 3 or 4 day break. I wonder if that favors anybody more so than another team. And what I'm thinking is maybe that does help the Cleveland Cavaliers, because LeBron, whether we want to admit it or not, the guy is a little bit older. He has a ton of mileage on his body. Some of those other guys have some mileage on their body too. So maybe the comfort of being in your own bed, the comfort of getting a little bit more rest, the comfort of going to a restaurant you're familiar with, just all those things definitely play a little bit of a role in how you go out there and play. And I've talked about it so many times. Role players play better at home. It's not just me. Everybody says that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Ultimately, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but it's the truth. It really is. And you separate the men from the boys when somebody can step up on the road. And we'll see if that's what happens for Boston in game four, because we know that they got the wood taken to them by Cleveland, who played exceptionally well in game three, a must win for them. Question for you is, do you think it favors anybody getting that little bit of a layoff?
Yeah, well, you know what? I do tend to agree, you know, that all those things, you know, comfort of your own bed, like you said, like the restaurants, just being at home is just enough for most teams to kind of feel comfortable. I mean, in your own gym, you know the depth perception, you know all the places where you like to shoot it. All those things. So yeah, I would tend to agree with all that. But you know, being a Celtic fan like I am, that was just so inexcusable last night. It was so frustrating to watch, because Boston had played with such vigor. They weren't playing scared like Toronto did with LeBron. But you know, at the same time, youth showed up last night for Boston. When you get to the playoffs and you get up 2-0, you have to show the same amount of urgency that you did at home, because you want to take complete control of the series and go up 3-0. And I'm sure, you know, last night, you know, I think it was Mark Jackson that said, you know, Brad Stevens probably hopes they lose by 40 so he can come back to his young fellas and go, look, you can't play this way. You have to come with a sense of urgency, because if you don't, look what happens. And we want, you know, and Stevens and that whole crew, they want to keep their foot back on the gas and put Cleveland in a situation where they just feel desperate. Because one thing about Cleveland that I've seen is they'll punch you in the face at the beginning of the game. Then they kind of, if they get up, they'll cruise. And then all of a sudden it goes from a 15, 16 point lead down to 2 points or a tie game. So you got to be able to counterpunch. Boston didn't counterpunch for anything last night. And they had somehow through film study or just kind of knowing that they got their butts kicked, have to have that urgency going into Monday night.
Tough night of shooting for your Boston Celtics. 2-point, yeah. They shot under 40%. Yep. 3-point land, they shot under 30%, 6 of 22. So, had a tough night. They struggled shooting the ball. And like you said, they weren't getting the ball in spots where they're familiar with. And I think that's an excellent point. And sometimes, you know what, everybody wants to give Brad Stevens credit and say, oh, he's such a great coach. And, you know, he makes everything happen for this team. At the end of the day, man, you know what? the Boston Celtics play better at home than they do on the road. The Cleveland Cavaliers play better at home than they do on the road. We'll find out if Houston plays better at home than they do on the road. We'll find out. I mean, the Warriors, I feel like they can play well anywhere. I'm not exactly sure about Houston yet, and rightfully so, to have those thoughts. The Warriors did win one on the road, so they've got that kind of where they want it right now, even though Houston does have momentum going back to Golden State. Because they had a huge victory, they won by a lot of points. But ultimately, I think the Warriors, to me, they're the most dangerous team that's left in this tournament, because they can win on the road or at home, and it doesn't seem to affect them as much as it does these other teams. And with that being said, I know that they got beat around, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But I want to continue talking about this Boston-Cleveland series a little bit. And ultimately, you know what, guys just didn't show up. I mean, you know, you had Tatum lead the way, and he had 18 points. That's not going to cut it. I'm finding it interesting that sometimes when things go bad for Boston, I feel like Brad Stevens' rotation gets a little out of whack, and then he brings guys in that he hasn't used, like Greg Monroe. He hasn't used this guy, and all of a sudden he winds up playing a lot of minutes. Some of these other guys played a lot of minutes, and I know it was a game where it was basically a throwaway after the first quarter, but I think that even though Brad Stevens is such an amazing coach, every now and then he has a bad game too. He has a bad night, Mike, and maybe that's part of what happened as well in game three, is Brad Stevens had a bad night too.
Yeah, no, I think it was a bad night the whole way round for Boston. And some of that, let's face it, some of that is because of the way the Cavs were playing. The Cavs started pressing right out the gate. They were getting up in the Celtics space on one-on-ones, on ISOs. They were doing all the things Boston was doing in Boston. And it didn't help that Jaylen Brown got into early foul trouble. He got two quick ones. He got a third, real quick, as well. And he had to sit for a time. I think Marcus Morris was in a bit of foul trouble as well. So from a rotation standpoint, that might explain some of that, but you know, they did bring in the Moose, you know, and I was a little shocked by that, cause he can be kind of tough to watch on the block or just making a move. You know, they brought in Olajé, you know, the rookie from France, and he spent some time on LeBron, and that was just a mismatch from the get-go, even though Olajé is a big dude. Like he's a strong man, but he's no match for LeBron. I mean, let's call that what it is. So, just a bad game all around for Boston. Hopefully they, you know, for my case, hopefully they regroup, you know, on Monday night. And send Cleveland and themselves back to Boston up 3-1.
Yeah, and look, Cleveland played really well. Six guys in double figures for them, shooting the ball nearly 50%. So that makes a huge difference. 50% from three-point land. That's a lot of extra buckets when you think about it. So they played a fantastic game. They needed to play a fantastic game. And they did. That's what we expected. LeBron led the way, as we all know. The guy had 27 points, 12 assists, and believe me, he was dishing the rock really, really well. I liked the way that he was dishing the rock.
There were some passes that he was making into the post, that wrap around left-handed passes through some traffic that were getting through. I mean, it was pretty impressive by the King.
Yeah, no, he played a really, really solid game. So, obviously, he's played solid throughout the playoffs. He's fantastic. We love talking about LeBron James. And by the way, if you want to get in on the conversation, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it would be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. That's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I want to continue just talking about this and breaking it down. Ultimately, game four, we haven't had a close game yet. Do we maybe finally get a close game in this series, Mike? I mean, you would have to think that every game has been basically a blowout, and this one in particular, a 30-point blowout. So I would expect Boston to be very physical. I would expect, you know, maybe Marcus Morris being that guy to have the emotion. I would think that Marcus Smart may be a guy that has that emotion and brings it. And I think that Tatum goes out there and plays a solid game. Maybe Baines has a statement that he makes with knocking somebody on the ground. There's got to be something different about game four for the Boston Celtics. Do we finally get a close one?
That's kind of a loaded question for me. I would love to see Boston come out and just dominate and take care of business in a comfortable fashion. But you would figure that, you know, Cleveland's going to play desperate. Boston should be on that mindset now. They got to play desperate. And if you got two desperate teams doing whatever they have to do to win, then you're going to have a close game. It's so hard to say if the game's going to be close or not. But like I was saying, if you got two desperate teams, they're going to be putting their all out there on the court. And hopefully, you know, in the end, Boston comes out on top.
Yeah, and I want to see a game where it comes down to shot making. And we've almost not seen that for the most part throughout the whole playoffs, except for the couple of buzzer beaters, obviously, that LeBron James has had. But in a sense, those were somewhat lucky. I want to see it come down to where, you know, there's 7 seconds left in the game. We have a tie game, and there's a great play that's made by drawn up by either Brad Stevens or Ty Lue. And then those guys go out there and they execute that play. Who's the guy that you think may have to step up for the Boston Celtics? Who's going to have to be that guy that didn't show up in game three, and who's going to show up to make the difference in game four for them?
Well, for me, it's either going to be Rozier or it's going to be Jaylen. You know, I think Boston takes their cue from those two players. If those two players got it going, the rest of the team kind of feels relaxed and everything. And maybe you could throw Horford in there because he's the vet that kind of calms everybody down.
No, I like that. And I think that he's been a little bit silent in this series thus far when you really think about the kind of play that he's had overall. And to me, I'm kind of surprised because I feel like he has a lot of mismatches, and that's what they were doing better in the other series for Al Horford, was creating those mismatches and letting him take advantage, whether he was shooting a three-pointer or posting up on a smaller guy and taking advantage of him that way. So I think that's an excellent point. Al Horford has been very quiet in this Cleveland series.
Yeah, he has. He's had his spots, but you know, they're going to have to find a way to get him the ball down low and ISOs, pick and rolls, to get him more involved. Because when Al's involved, it just makes everything better for Boston.
Yeah, just not enough shots. I mean, the guy only shot 4 shots the other day, so they have to get him more involved. I think that's a really good point. And just again, man, more shots, better shots. Rozier's going to have to step up. Jaylen Brown, I agree with you 100%. Marcus Morris, somewhat of a no-show too. So ultimately, they've got to just step up, man. All of those guys have to play well, which is what they got out of Cleveland. They had 6 guys in double figures. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to be back to wrap up this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Tatum up top. Oh, my goodness! Al Horford!
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Not only Andy, by the way, Mike Wilson hangs out with me each and every Sunday on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. Your thoughts, your opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Whatever's on your mind is on our minds. We like talking sports. We talk about anything, though. If you want to talk about weddings that happened over the weekend, we're cool with that, too, man. If you're all about the royal family, we're the royal wedding, we're down with the two. Whatever's on your mind is always on our minds. If you can't tell, I'm joking a little bit. But, hey, if you have an opinion about it, we'd love to hear it, man. Seriously. Get at us on Twitter, too. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And you can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, I was mentioning this to you during the break, and I think it's definitely worth mentioning. You know, a lot of people were dogging the Milwaukee Bucks and saying, oh, they can't beat this lousy Boston team that's all banged up. Well, the truth of the matter is whoever had home court advantage was winning that series. So if the Milwaukee Bucks would have had home court advantage, I think that they'd be playing in the Eastern Conference Finals at this moment in time. However, it just wasn't meant to be. They did go out and get themselves a coach. So what does that mean? I'm not exactly sure. We'll have to find out. But I can't wait to talk to you for another hour about what's going on in the sports world. We'll break down the Houston Rockets and the Warriors and obviously a lot of other things. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Again, get at us. It's 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be back in about 6 minutes or so. So keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The first funerals take place today for the victims of Friday's deadly school shooting at Santa Fe High School in Texas. Teenage suspect Demetrius Pagorchis is accused of killing 8 students and 2 teachers. Sadie Rodriguez says her 16-year-old daughter, Shayna Fisher, was persistently harassed by the boy who'd been asking her out for weeks.
She was shy and sweet and quiet, and she was just talented and...
Nicholas Pohl, the suspect's attorney, also speaks for the family.
My understanding is that is just a completely false rumor. Nobody seems to be able to identify an ex-girlfriend that he's had any time recently. As that goes, as far as a purported motivation for the crime, I would say no.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyroot. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
The volcanic eruptions on the Big Island are taking their toll on tourism. Hawaii County Managing Director Will Okapi says the island is facing reduced business and tax revenue.
Hotels are saying that they're canceling their reservations. Cruise ships on all the islands are canceling their reservations as well.
In reality, Okapi says the volcano is only affecting a small part of the Big Island, and most tourist activities are still available. Two friends on a morning mountain bike ride 30 miles east of Seattle were attacked by a cougar, killing one of the men and leaving the second hospitalized in what authorities describe as a rare occurrence. The Seattle Times reports the cougar was later found up a tree near the dead man's body, where agents for the state's Fish and Wildlife Police shot and killed it hours after the Saturday attack. This man visits that area often.
Realize that, wow, there's things out here that are very powerful, and this is their space, and you just have to respect that.
The injured man was in satisfactory condition at a hospital at last report. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Despite pouring rain, it was an exciting year for the Preakness Stakes, USA's Wendy King explains.
It was foggy and muddy, and the finish was really close at the Preakness Stakes.
Into the final furlong, it is Justify in front. Good Magic on the outside, tenfold. Bravazo, Justify, he's unstoppable. He won the Preakness. Bravazo was second, tenfold was third, Good Magic was fourth, and a final time of 1:55.45. Not even a fog could stop him.
Track announcer Larry Colmus on NBC Sports. Justify goes for the Triple Crown in 3 weeks at the Belmont Stakes in New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A freight train derailment in Alexandria, Virginia could wind up hindering the Monday morning commute. 31 cars went off the track. Local fire officials say heavy rains over the past week may have played a role in that accident. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt says they're just beginning investigations.
The crew did tell us that, in their words, about 300 feet prior to the bridge, they felt what they described as a soft or spongy condition.
No one was injured in that derailment. 25 people have been hospitalized in the same area of Brooklyn after having negative reactions from what's believed to be synthetic marijuana known as K2. That, according to Lieutenant Paul Nigg with the New York Police Department, there have been no fatalities. Police say the hospitalizations began Saturday evening and continued over the course of several hours. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports writing program all over the country. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Together, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Your thoughts, your opinions, encouraged, absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. Mike is Pigskin Opinion. I am Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. So much to dive into. A lot of NBA playoff action to talk about. We'll be breaking that down big time. Some Major League Baseball, as things are getting a little heated up, Mike, and things have tightened up quite a bit in a lot of the divisions. I think it's parity. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's exciting to have a lot of cities involved. And then obviously we've got a lot to talk about in the NHL with the playoffs going on there, and NFL, we can always talk that. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
You know, I would be remiss if we didn't pay homage to Bill Russell, who got hospitalized last night with a mild heart attack. So speedy recovery for one of the greats.
Absolutely, man. Obviously, hearts and prayers, thoughts of everything are with him. So we'll get into a lot of things in the sports world, everybody. Thoughts and opinions, get at us. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be back.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down.
800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it would be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And by the way, you can always catch me late night, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time, doing the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. Love talking to you people all over the globe. Love it, man. Seriously. Sirius XM, those people on SB Nation Radio. We love talking to you. We seriously love talking to you. We love talking to you right now at 1-800-878-7529. All right, Mike, so let's get into what's going on in the Western Conference. We've talked a little bit about the Eastern Conference, and we'll probably get back into that as we have some time to do that as well, and we'll get into other things. Major League Baseball, like I said, is definitely heating up, and some interesting races are starting, and the National League, in my humble opinion, is going to be a lot of fun. It just seems like a lot of teams are in the mix, so really good for a lot of different cities. But speaking of different cities, Houston Rockets, Golden State Warriors, this is going to be, I think this is going to be a very up and down game. However, I want to get your thought about what you've seen thus far in the first couple of games where the Warriors go out there, they steal game one, they're able to impose their will and flex their muscles a little bit. Game two, a little different story. The Houston Rockets came out and they were a lot more aggressive. They were a lot more physical. They were knocking guys out of their spots, like you talked about, where guys are comfortable getting the ball and shooting the ball. And they made things a lot more difficult on Steph Curry in particular. So where are you right now with what the Houston Rockets have been able to accomplish, at least from game two? And how do they take that into game three and moving forward? And how do the Warriors get back to more about game one when it seemed to me like the ball was doing what it normally does for them, which is moving around and not a lot of dribbling and finding guys getting open looks? So how does Houston continue to play their style, and how does the Warriors get back to playing their style?
Well, I think it's going to come down to, you know, just once again, the creature comforts of home for the Warriors. I expect the Warriors to win both these games. Like, I expect them to go back to Houston up 3-1. I think Golden State, and you mentioned it earlier in the show, is clearly the most dangerous team out of the four that are left. They have the most weapons. They got the best talent. And they seem to be able to flip the switch whenever they want. I think in game two with them, I think, you know, the Rockets did a good job of taking Steph out of the game, kind of being physical with him, bumping him, getting him off his spots. And then on the other side, look, Houston in game one was atrocious to me. I mean, it was Harden, dribble, 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 take him off the dribble or step back three, and that was about it. And he had four other guys standing around watching. There was a little bit more ball movement. Game two, they were getting up and down the court a little quicker. I mean, it's D'Antoni's system, so, you know, it's kind of that fun and gun kind of thing. But, you know, I don't know just how into game two the Warriors really were, because, you know, when you go on the road, the thing that you want is a split. Well, they got the split. They got the home court advantage now. And let's call it what it is. Golden State at home, they just don't lose. I mean, they do, but, I mean – They're deadly at home, and I totally expect Golden State to win comfortably today. I expect maybe game four to be a little bit more exciting, but Golden State goes back to Houston up 3-1 with a chance to close it out.
You know, I think that this is that series that potentially comes down, Mike, to shot making. You know, yeah. If Houston has five guys that bring it and they can score double figures with five guys, six guys maybe, well, you know what? You got a shot to beat the Golden State Warriors. And sometimes when you're away from home, a little bit of that pressure gets taken off too. And, you know, maybe those guys were feeling a little bit of the pressure in game one to go out there and take advantage. And like you said, you know, you fully expect the Warriors to win those games at home. Well, the Houston Rockets probably fully expect themselves to be able to protect that home court, which they worked so hard for during the season to have that number one seed in the Western Conference. But now you got to go to Golden State. Now you got to go there out in Oakland.
You got to go to Oracle. Yeah,
you got to go to Oakland, and you got to be able to take care of business at least one time on the road. And you know what? If there's a game to get, maybe it is game three, because you are riding that momentum. You just had a really nice victory, and you did bump Steph Curry, and you made things really tough on him. And I'll tell you what, James Harden, to me, gets away with so much. I watch this guy with his elbows and his forearms and the way that he creates space
traveling
for himself. Traveling, yeah. I mean, he uses that Euro step and then some. But he just creates so much space, and it's awkward for guys because it's coming from the left side. And ultimately, you know as well as I do, nowhere near as many lefties as there are righties out there in the world. And so when you have a guy like James Harden who uses his body so well to create that space, and like you said, obviously at times able to use the Euro step and then some as well, I think he's a really tough guy to like call. It's just tough as an official when you're watching this guy play, and you want to give the benefit of the doubt to the offensive player more often than not. But I think if they looked at things really closely, James Harden would fall out of a lot of games. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. No, I think he would, too. And I think the way to guard Harden is the way Marcus Smart and Boston guarded him both times this year. They'd get right up in his personal space and be like, you're not moving. And if we got to take a couple of calls, okay, but we're going to be right here, right in your face all game. And we're not going to let you try and create that space, like you said. So he is a difficult guy to guard because, yeah, he is left-handed. A lot of most NBA players, like you were saying, don't see that a lot. And so it throws you off a little bit from that standpoint. But I think if you get right up in his grill and don't let him get the space, take a couple of fouls. Okay, you know, extend your rotation a little bit. You got six fouls for everybody. But if you play him physical, I don't see him being tough enough, maybe mentally tough enough to take a physical type of play.
Yeah, I think you got to hope that you can slow KD down. I think you got to hope you can slow Klay down, who has been a little bit up and down in this series.
A little bit.
And as we know, Steph also a little up and down. I expect those guys to come out guns blazing. I think it's an up and down game. And if the Rockets are going to hang in this game, I do think that they're going to have to score some points. And I think they're going to have to show up. And
out the gate.
Yeah, and you know what? Defensively, I do think that Golden State has an ability to pick it up a notch. So if shots aren't falling for Houston right away, this could get ugly. If they are falling, I think we've got ourselves a ball game. And that to me at this point, man, if you're getting down to the final four teams, hopefully there's not that much separation from game to game, you know. And I would expect that, or hope that things start to tighten up on both sides where we get some games and it comes down to the last 5 minutes where guys have to make shots, guys have to defend, guys have to step up. That's what I want, Mike. And am I asking for too much?
No, I don't think you're asking for too much. And, you know, if you pay attention to what, you know, what some of the players are saying, I mean, you got Draymond Green. He said, look, we're at our best when we're threatened. So it's kind of like, you know, if you're going to come after us, all right, you want to get, you beat us bad. All right. We're not going to allow that to happen because they have that sense of urgency. And I think Golden State's going to have that sense of urgency today. And the question is, like you've been saying, is Houston, you know, are they going to come out the gate? Are they going to score some buckets and, you know, and hang around? The longer they hang around, the better it's going to be for Houston.
Match the intensity. I think yep. at this point, yep. It's all about intensity. It's all about realizing the moment. It's all about going out there and trying to get yourself in the NBA championship and win the final. Yep. That's what it's all about. And you got to put it all out there on the line. And the Houston Rockets know the task at hand. They've got to win one of two in Golden State. They got to get a couple of games, or one game, I should say, to make it a couple of games apiece and give themselves back that home court advantage. So the task at hand, get one of two in Golden State. It's pretty simple.
Yep. Get the split.
And the same goes for Boston. You got to get one of two in Cleveland so that you have the upper hand and have a chance to knock them out in game five. So anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We're going to come back, and obviously we're going to continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
The seventh pick in the first round. A lot of times, guys, have a nice drop off, but that's going to be a tough shot.
Oh, JaVale made it anyway.
See, you work hard at one end, things start coming together for you.
Harden with that jab step, and you know what's coming, the three-point shot, and it's good.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. A lot to get into. Baseball-wise, NHL playoff-wise, NBA draft, as the Phoenix Suns do have the number one pick. And something that hasn't happened for them, Mike, in 50 years, and you're hoping they don't blow it. Ultimately, you know, you just want to go out there and help your team and put yourself in a position to get the best guy when you have the number one pick. And ultimately, we know how things can be won and lost on that day. I mean, you look at some of the years that have gone by where certain guys were passed up and certain guys were selected, and then the misfortunes that teams have had. So you're right, man. You got to make the right choice. You got to make the right decision. You don't want to go off on a different tangent. And just because a guy has a relationship with a kid who's playing overseas and you bring him in to coach the team, and we're talking about Igor, who's the new coach of the Phoenix Suns. Again, and the Bucks have a new coach. There's just so many weird little things that go on in the sports world, and they have to work out perfect. And if they don't, you know, you're going to look kind of foolish. If they work out excellent and you didn't expect it, well, then you're going to look like a genius. And the truth is it's a combination, man, of players, coaches, personnel, management, everything working together, man. So when people go, oh, they're a machine, they're great, it all came together, and for some reason it worked. You may not like it, you don't have to like it, it's just the way it is. And if you don't like the Golden State Warriors because of that team they have, if you don't like the Tom Brady and the Patriots, man, you need help. If you don't like LeBron's greatness, there's something wrong with you too. And there's all different types and different levels. And I know I'm going out on a tangent a little bit, but Mike, a lot to talk about, man. I'm sorry, brother.
No, there is. And you know, you mentioned the Suns having the first pick of the draft, and what it could mean to the franchise if you take someone like a DeAndre Ayton, 7'1". 255, can run the floor, can shoot the three, at least the college three. You know, he can open up the floor for you for a big man. He's very athletic. Then you got a guy like Marvin Bagley, you know, a homegrown Phoenix kid that you talk about quite a bit, that you've known this kid since he was like 12. To me, if I'm drafting, I take Bagley first. I just like his game better. I think he's a little quicker. I think he's a little bit more athletic. I think his motor is going all the time, and I have questions about Ayton and his motor, that he kind of gets disinterested if things kind of go south on him a little bit. So, but I think with either Ayton or Bagley, you can't really go wrong. I'm not sold on this EuroLeague MVP guy at all. To me, you got to go with what you know. And McDonough, the GM for the Suns, Sean McDonough, he has to get this right because I think his job is going to be on the line with this. He's even come out and said they're willing to deal the first round pick. I don't really see that happening, but if you're putting it out there, I mean, I don't know. Danny Ainge, line one, I don't want the Suns to screw this up because I want the Suns to be good. They're the hometown team. You want to see success in this city. We haven't had it since, you know, Nash and D'Antoni's teams, you know, in the mid 2000s. So don't, please, Sean McDonough, don't screw this up. It's sitting right there in front of you. Just take Ayton, take Bagley.
So the Suns have the number one draft pick. The Kings have the number two pick. The Hawks have the number three. I would think that the Grizzlies have the number four. The Dallas Mavericks, what do they have, the number five? Is that right, Mike? Am I on it so far?
You are on it so far. I'm efforting that as we speak real quick here. But, yeah, the team that I feel kind of bad for is – are the Grizzlies. I mean, they had the second worst record and they're down a little bit in terms of where they're picking. You got Phoenix at number one, you got Sacramento two, Atlanta three, Grizzlies are four. You know, they're not going to get a bad player at four, but I mean, if you're Memphis, you wanted to be number one or two. You got Dallas at five. You got Orlando at six. Orlando just seems like they're in a perpetual, like they're the Cleveland Browns. They're always in the lottery. Chicago's at seven. Cleveland with that Boston pick, that 2018 pick. Cleveland's at eight. Knicks at nine. And the Sixers are at 10. So, you know, and then, hey, you got the Clippers got picks 12 and 13. They got back-to-back first rounders.
Yeah, that's some. So there could be some interesting things that happen, and yes. You know, trades may very well happen when you're talking about the NBA draft. But I'm kind of like you, man. When you're talking about the Phoenix Suns, in the sense anyway, I love Marvin Bagley, and yes, I have been watching this kid for many years, and it would just be cool to be able to, you know, come to your hometown. For either one of these guys, Ayton or Bagley,
yeah, they're both Phoenix kids.
To be able to come to your hometown and have a impact and be the guy that kind of turns things around and helps, you know, get the Phoenix Suns back to where they want to be, and just like anybody else, man. So, you know, I just think that's my guy, Marvin Bagley, man.
Yeah, no, And I totally agree with you. And, you know, the Suns not only have the first pick, they got the 16th pick. So they got two picks in the top 20 that they could, you know, they could improve this team. And let's face it, this team outside of Booker, you know, it needs some help. It really, really just needs an overhaul. I'm not sold on Marquese Chris. I think he's soft. I don't think he has a very good motor. Dragan Bender, are you kidding? Like, if you want to be against the drafting of a Euro guy, there's your example right there. So, you know, there's a lot of improvement and a lot of positive improvement that can be done with the Suns if they don't overthink this.
Well, and again, Mike, look, we can sit here and tear it apart, but hopefully this new coach can come in, have an impact on players. And that goes along the lines with the Milwaukee Bucks or any other teams that have made that change with a coach. You hope that the decision that you make in the offseason helps you propel your team to bigger and better things the next season. And in Absolutely. some cases, you want to have guys that are going to come in and help make an impact on the sidelines with new coaches that can get players to the next level and get the Giannis's of the world to that superstar status that people think he is. And so we'll see the kind of impact that some of these coaches have on these new teams that they have taken up. And again, if you want to get in on the conversation, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. That's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And by the way, again, you can catch me late night. I do the Sports Overnight America program, weekend recap style. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific time. I always love thoughts. I love opinions. As you know, that's just kind of the way my style is. It's conversational. We like talking about sports. We like discussing different options, man, because it's not only my way or Mike's way. There's all different types of ideas and different opinions, man. This is all subjective stuff when you think about sports talk. So 1-800-878-7529.
I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Real quick, I know because we got a break coming up, but Cleveland being at the number 8 pick, is that going to be enough for LeBron to consider staying? And what's your view on LeBron coming, going, and if he goes, where does he go?
Good questions all around. I mean, ultimately, we know that LeBron holds all the keys, all the cards, however you want to put it. Yeah, he has all kinds of leverage, and the guy's a dynasty wherever he goes. So if he does decide to leave the great state of Ohio, if he does, well, then you know what? So be it. And if he takes his talent somewhere else, I wouldn't be surprised. Philadelphia would be a good location when you think about it. They're up and coming. Houston, maybe. There's obviously L.A. There's a bunch of destinations that could work out and be pretty good for LeBron James. So we'll get into it on the other side. I know we got a caller, Mitch, in Santa Monica. One of our best callers, by the way. And we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports Weekend. We'll be back. Everybody, keep it close.
Fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Comes Forrest up the near side, off the high screen, dribbles to the middle of the floor, and the pass to M.J. Walker to left corner is bobbled, and then back to Forrest on the near side. Gives it up top to Savoy. Savoy dribbles to the left, over to M.J. Walker, middle of the floor, goes down low, it's deflected by Matthews, picked up by Robinson. Abdur Rahman on the open floor, alley-oop to Matthews from the right side, a two-handed jam.
And this time Gray with good position to grab the board for Texas Tech. Down court, Moretti. Moretti at the right arc. Pulls up for the three. It's good! Davide Moretti with his first points of the day. And the Villanova lead is trimmed to 8, 50-42 with 7.5 minutes to go.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Thoughts and opinions, encouraged, welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And obviously, catch me late night. Weekend recap on Sports Overnight America starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time. I hit you up on Sirius XM. I hit you up on SB Nation Radio. I hit you up globally all over the world. So we love your thoughts. We love your opinions anytime, all the time. 1-800-878-7529. Look, man, there's something going on pretty special here in Phoenix, Arizona, before we jump out to Mitch in Santa Monica. And I know that he's in the know about a lot of things, and I think he has an idea about this as well, to be honest with you, Mike. So, look, Rattler Nation is alive. It's kicking. It's as strong as ever before. And we found out some statistical facts here on the program today because, obviously, our good buddy Pete with the Arizona Rattlers gave us the heads up and said, yes, he confirmed it. The Arizona Rattlers have never lost a game when Mike and Andy are in attendance in Arizona. And today they play again in a game that is historical because Coach Guy can become the most, he's the most decorated Arizona Rattler coach in their history with a victory today for the Arizona Rattlers down at Talking Stick Resort Arena right here in Phoenix, Arizona. So a very special day. If you are looking for something to do, want to stay cool in this 100-degree heat that we have, obviously, on a norm at this time of the year, go check out indoor football. Go check out the best product, in my humble opinion, Mike Wilson, in all of this sports town right here in Arizona that we live in. The Arizona Rattlers are number one. And you know what? A historic day, maybe a historic moment for Coach Guy and the Arizona Rattlers.
Yes, yes it is. And if you've never been to a indoor football league game or Arizona Rattler game, you need to go. It's like a rock concert. There's cannons. There's all sorts of music, fan interaction. If a ball goes into the stands, you get to keep it. It's kind of like baseball in that respect. It's a lot of fun. And the product on the field is excellent. You know, it's very, very well played indoor football. And Coach Guy, what can you say about him, man? Being the most, if they get through this and they come away with a win, being the most decorated indoor football league coach all time. So, you know, raise a glass, tip your cap to Coach Guy when that happens.
Yeah, unbelievable stuff. 1-800-878-7529. And obviously, we love and we support the Arizona Rattlers. It's a fantastic product, just like you said. Let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch Dorfman, Mike Wilson, weekend, the Dorf on Sports weekend recap here. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, with that streak in tech, I assume I know what your afternoon plans are. I mean, geez, should I just jump on the 10 and just put the pedal to the metal and just come out there? My goodness gracious. How could I miss that, to be with Dorfman and Mike and Rattler Nation to see this historic day? My goodness. What a fantastic opportunity. I assume you guys are going to be there, right?
Why don't you do me a favor? You pack up the car as soon as you get off the line with us. There will be tickets waiting for you at Talking Stick Resort Arena. I'll put them in your name, and you can have – what do you need? You got to bring the family, too? What do you got, a couple of kids and a wife? Is that what you got?
Well, right now I only got one. I got one back from Cal, and, you know, I made the Mecca last week to Camp Randall Stadium to see almost 7,000 take the tassel and put it from the right side to the left side. Couldn't be happy or more proud of my new graduate Badger. So she's not back yet, but she'll be back home soon. But actually, we got a lot going on. You guys have a great afternoon with the Rattler Nation. Hey, I do want to just have something on my mind. Why doesn't LeBron James just get the credit that he deserves? And what's all this? Why is James Harden the number one season pick to be the MVP of the league? I just don't get
good
it.
Good question.
I mean, when you go stat for stat, LeBron has beaten him in basically every category. But the most telling category there is, and I don't have the exact numbers, is when James Harden didn't play for the Rockets this year, they had a winning record. And when LeBron James didn't play for the Cleveland Cavaliers, they had a losing record. This is the most valuable player. I mean, hands down, LeBron James is the most valuable player. I mean, you know, it's almost like they can't compare him to everyone else. It's kind of like the University of Wisconsin in terms of party schools, right? I mean, there's pros and there are amateurs. You just can't rank them with all the rest of the schools in the country. It wouldn't be, it's not a fair competition. It's like the NBA does the same thing with LeBron James. It's not a fair competition putting him up against any other player. He is by far the most superior thing we have seen in a long time. The most dominant player there is today. And I just don't understand why he doesn't get the respect he deserves. Last night, hey. You know what, he didn't even play the fourth quarter. I mean, you know, this team's going to come back. It's probably going to go seven games. And I can't wait to see LeBron in the finals again.
Look, I mean, you bring up a lot of good points, and I think we all can agree that he is the greatest player on the planet. He says it himself all the time now, and it's almost interesting because he's actually very comfortable saying it now, and I think that's when he has accepted the fact that, you know what, that there's a lot on my shoulders, and I know that I can go out there and I can deliver more nights than not. And truth be told, he is the greatest thing that we've seen since Michael Jordan. Maybe at the end of the day, we'll wind up being better than Michael Jordan, and his accomplishments and all of his accolades that he has are right up there. And you can at least put these guys now in the same breath, in the same sentence, and you can talk about them. And people can't look at you and say, hey, that's foolish. There's no way, because there is a way. And we just have to appreciate the fact that we're watching modern day greatness. And I think I'm going to answer your question about the MVP in a somewhat boring fashion, but the truth of the matter is, Mitch and Mike, if LeBron James were to win the award every year like he should, it would be very boring. So the fact is when you have guys like Russell Westbrook, who averages a triple-double, something that hasn't been done since the days of Oscar Robertson, and the fact that he was able to accomplish it 2 years in a row, and like the second year, I almost feel like that's more impressive than the first year when you do it, because then at least people are on to you and know what you're at least trying to do from game to game, whereas he was still able to accomplish that, and that kind of got swept underneath the rug to a certain degree. And then James Harden, I think you can look at it and say, wow, they had a fantastic season and they were able to win seven more games, and the Golden State Warriors, the mighty, mighty Golden State Warriors, who didn't really take the season all that seriously. They had all kinds of injuries too, and they stressed the importance of winning a championship, not necessarily winning the regular season. And I think that they took a lesson from a couple few years back when they had the best record in all of the NBA for history, and they wind up not winning the championship after being up 3-1. So ultimately, man, there's just so many lessons lessons and life lessons throughout the sports year when you think about the calendar as it goes on. But man, LeBron James would be the MVP every year, hands down, but that would be super boring, brother. And hopefully I at least answered the question somewhat entertaining, but the answer is boring, man, because yes, he'd be the MVP, hands down, at least yours, mine, and Mike's opinions every single year that he's playing. But when guys have special years or their teams do special things, they're getting rewarded more so than LeBron James.
Let me ask you this. Was it boring to want to see Tiger Woods win all the majors? Is it boring to see Federer trying to win all the majors? I want to see greatness, and I want to see it rewarded properly. You know, I would love to see LeBron, if he deserves it, to be MVP for 8 straight years in a row. It would be historic. It would be an iconic moment in time that said, you know what, I was there, I saw it, I witnessed it on television, I was there in the arenas to be a part of that. To just say it would be boring, I think that's making the award less than what it should be. It really takes it a notch down. You deserve the best with the best.
I would absolutely agree, Mitch. And let me ask you a question. Outside of LeBron, who are your top three guys that you're going to pay money to see in the NBA?
I like to see Steph Curry. I like to see the Golden State Warriors. I want to see the Bucks are on. I want to see the Greek Freak. You know, James Harden. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I want to see team.
What about Anthony Davis? Anthony Davis.
Okay, I mean, yeah, these are nice people. You know, but honestly, I'm not going to be paying a lot of money to go see games because I'll watch them on TV. I like Anthony Davis is there, but LeBron is the guy. I mean, if LeBron is in town and I can go see him, I want to see that guy. He's the guy. And then there's everyone else. It's like I said before, you know, pros and amateurs. It's like there's him and there's everybody else. He just does things that we just haven't seen before in a box.
All right.
In a build.
All right.
Mean, the way he broke down that 2-minute stretch, I don't know if you saw the interview with him, that he just knows what's going on in the middle of a quarter. So some reporter asked him, like, what happened in those 2 minutes? And he said,
right,
verbatim,
right,
reading off a sheet. He knows. I mean, this guy is so smart, so intelligent.
Hey. Okay. I'll give you that. Let me interrupt you real quick because we're up against a break. And again, good points. But I'll tell you what, I remember every single golf shot that I take. I remember every single tennis point that I play. So in general, that's just somebody who's a student of the game that they're playing. So real quickly, Mitch, do the Cleveland Cavaliers come back, beat the Boston Celtics in the series, and do they represent the Eastern Conference?
I sure hope so. How about that?
Okay.
Yes, I really want them to do that. I'm not a Celtics fan. I'm a Bucks fan. How can I root for the Celtics? And I'm a huge, huge LeBron fan. I just love him. I love what he does. I love that he's not getting into trouble. You know, it's great. I love seeing greatness. So I've talked about this many times on the show before. Tiger Woods, LeBron, Federer. You know, I grew up during Jordan's era, being able to see this and witness it. It's very special.
Yeah. Hey, as always, Mitch, you know we love your thoughts and your opinions. We're up against a break, and then we got to wrap up the show. Mitch in Santa Monica always has a strong take. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. We got our final takes when we get back on the other side, so stick around for that. It's always entertaining. It's always fun. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and this is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be back, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports. When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time. Today, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Can always get at us on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always catch me on the Weekend Recap later tonight on Sports Overnight America. I start at 10 p.m., and that goes out all over the globe. I love talking to people on XM, Sirius, SB Nation Radio, and wherever else you may be checking us out. But as we do each and every time at this moment, it's parting shot time. Mike, you're up, brother. What's up?
Hey, you know what? Every once in a while, real life and sports collide, and they've been colliding a little bit more and more the last couple months. But first things first, there was $15 million raised on a GoFundMe page for those Humboldt junior hockey kids, that the families that were killed up there in Canada last month. GoFundMe is taking away the $400,000 fee they were going to take. So $15 million raised for those families. That's a good thing. And second thing, it just makes you like JJ Watt even more, man. He's going to pay for the funeral costs for those families in Santa Fe, Texas, just outside of Houston, man. It's like, it's just something that we're getting, it's becoming common. It shouldn't be. And JJ Watt's just doing what a good human being does.
Yeah, and there's not enough of them out there, and that's such a great stuff, Mike. Great takes, to be honest with you. Great final take from you today. That's fantastic stuff, and those are good people that need to be mentioned. So great stuff, man. I'm going to keep it light and keep it simple, man. NBA hoops, man. Hopefully we get that great Game 3 from the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. Let's see the Arizona Rattlers make history. Let's see the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers push each other to the brink, but obviously obviously got to thank John Poulter for joining us in hour number one. Scott for always making everything go so smoothly for us, the highlights, the clips, everything that he does. And you, Mike Wilson, for being my tag team partner in crime. I would be Andy Dorf. Catch me late night on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific time. So until then, we'll talk to you later on Dorf on Sports, the Weekend Edition. Peace out, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.